All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of my lovely people. Once again, I appreciate you for checking out the podcast today. You already know who it is. Your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Grind. To get this out the way, if you can, if you like the podcast, if you love the podcast, if you appreciate the podcast, please share with your family members, your friends, your enemies. I'm trying to help as many people as I can, one person at a time. And today we're going to be talking about stimulation, overstimulation, and understimulation. All right, guys. So by definition, stimulation is to rouse to action or effort, excite or invigorate. Right? Stimulation, you know, something that stimulates you. You can either be understimulated, you could be overstimulated. Those, you know, the main two options. So before we get into that, today's quote that I want you to keep in mind, not quote, mantra. Today's mantra that I want you all to keep in mind is mind, body, and soul. And when it comes to stimulation, I want you to think about if and or how you're stimulating these three things: mind, body, and soul. So when it comes to stimulation, you know, like things that can stimulate you could be like caffeine, anything that, you know, gets you excited. You could be excited about a new car. You could be excited about a raise. You could be excited about going on vacation. These are all things that will stimulate you. There are drugs that stimulate you, such as adrenaline. These are all things that get you stimulated. And mind you, you can once again stimulate your mind, body, or soul. Now, me personally, I like to multitask. They say multitasking is unproductive, but I don't believe in trends. And they also say that you can't multitask, but I believe that multitasking in different degrees. I believe that you can't put the full amount of effort into two separate tasks at the same time. So if that falls under not multitasking, then so be it by their definition. But I don't go by a lot of people's definition when it comes to certain stuff. So me, when it comes to stimulation, when I'm not stimulated, I could feel it on like my mind, my body, my efforts when I'm not stimulated. So say for instance, if I'm not in the gym for an elongated period of time, I will feel like super down, like I'll be sad. If I don't read for productivity, I will get like mental brain fog. I become like mentally down. If I don't listen to certain music, I will notice that my vibe will drift off. So you need to know how to stimulate yourself and or what stimulates you to be in your best mindset or personality or the best version of you, basically. Now, those are some examples of stimulation. Mind that you can be understimulated too. Understimulated is the exact opposite of what I said. So understimulation can be depression, anxiety, sadness, a whole horrible amount of things that could come from being understimulated. But the thing is, some people don't know that they're understimulated, and that could simply go to being because you wasn't taught. So understimulation could also come from malnutrition, meaning not having the appropriate nutrients or things inside of your body. For example, when it comes to B vitamins, B12, most people know, helps with energy. When you have more energy, you do more things. When you do more things, you get more productivity done. When you get more productivity done, you accomplish goals. And all this comes from a nutrient such as B12. Now, B12, you can get inside of your fruits. Ooh, I got to make sure I get this knowledge right. But I know you get inside your nutrients, which I believe is in fruits and vegetables. My memory is kind of drifting off when it comes to that. But basically, if you eat an appropriate diet that gives you the appropriate nutrients that you need to do your day-to-day task, then you will feel a lot better. And you will feel a lot better because you put what you need into your body, which gives you the ability to get the results that you're looking for. Once again, if you put the appropriate things inside of your body, meaning mind, body, and soul, you will be able to do the things that will put you in a productive state in order to get your goals accomplished, which make you happy. Now, as you all know, I'm not a real, like, major fan of money. Money doesn't make me happy. Helping people makes me happy. So with that being said, if whether I'm rich or poor, if I'm helping a person, I will be happy due to money does not stimulate me. If I only had money, that would not mean that I'm stimulated. So once again, that was a personal, you know, stimulation versus non-stimulation scenario. And now for the last topic on stimulation is overstimulation. Now, overstimulation can be bad, just like if you indulge in too much of anything in life, such as if you overindulge in sugar, you get diabetes or become obese. It also has been known to lead to clogged arteries and, once again, a whole other wonder of horribleness. So, once again, overstimulation. Sometimes you can really have too much on your plate. It is up to you to say when enough is enough. And if you have a good friend, person, mentor, family member, enemy, whatever it may be, to watch out for you and let you know when something is enough, take heed, take warning, and listen, you know, absorb the information and put it into action. If someone says, okay, you're doing too many things at once, you're overwhelming yourself, you're overstimulated, overstimulation could put you into a depression too. It can make you sad. It can make you feel very unhealthy by having too much going on. You have to have balance. You have to have the right amount of stimulation. Think about this. When you're going to bed, if you're stimulated, if you got a lot on your mind, if you're anxious, if you have anxiety going on, if you have caffeine in your system, anything that'll stimulate you, you'll be up. You won't get rest, and rest is very important. You have to be, in this situation, understimulated. You have to be mellow. You have to be able to drift into that sweet darkness. In the good darkness, meaning when your eyes is closed, you have to be able to drift into that unconsciousness to allow your body to fully heal, mind, body, and soul. A lot of people take a lot of naps. I'm not one of those people, but I know a lot of people that take a lot of naps. Those naps help them, you know, refuel and be ready for whatever is the next task inside of their day. So you have to know just the right amount of stimulation. So, the quote for today is, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we must change ourselves. Meaning, take notice of yourself. Once again, mind, body, and soul. The mantra is for today, mind, body, and soul. I'm gonna say it one more time. Mind, body, and soul. You have to evaluate yourself and realize when something is too much or when something is not enough. And the question for today is, what stimulates you? So you already know who it is, your friendly Apex Alpha. You can find me on social media, Facebook. You can do Wolfpack Training. Instagram is Apex_Alpha. Twitter, yeah, just, if you have all my other social media, it'll link you onto one another. I'm in the middle of building a website, and it'll make all of this a lot easier. But once again, I appreciate each and every single one of you, friend, enemy, associate, everything else. Please share so I can help other people become the best them. And I hope I am helping you become the best you. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.